My name is Kamaya. I am 17 years old. Today is February 11, 2019, and I'm speaking with Nancy, who is my grandmother. We are interviewing in Memphis, Tennessee. Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
My childhood was, I was the youngest of seven kids. I grew up in South Memphis. When I was young, to about the age of 6 years old, we lived in a three-bedroom apartment. Me, my mom, and my dad, and my three brothers, and my two sisters. I had a brother to go away to the Vietnam War when I was about 6 years old. Then we moved to Lauderdale Heights, and I lived there until I was 18 years old, and I moved out and got married.
Okay.
You need to know anything else in between my childhood.
What were you like as a child?
I was a quiet child. I felt like I was a little shy at times. I wasn't an outspoken child. I had friends. When I was a teenager, I learned how to sew when I was a teenager. So I did make some of my clothes being a teenager. And when I went off to high school, I did, I was a good student in high school. I should have went to college, but unfortunately I didn't. That's why I instill in my grandkids and my kids that they must get a college education.
Okay. Speaking of that, if you can go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Would I go to college?
Would you go back and relive your teenage years?
Yes, it's some things that I think I could have did better.
Mm-hmm. What would you change?
One thing I would change is I definitely would go to college.
Mm-hmm.
I would get that experience of college.
Okay. Okay. Can you tell me about when you found out you were going to be a mother? And do you remember the first moment you saw my dad, and how did it make you feel?
The first moment that I found out I was a mother, I was a little disappointed because I was not married at that time, but me and my first child's father did get married, and we are still married to this day. We'll be 42 years in August, and I do thank God for that. It was a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a blessing.
Do you remember when you first saw my dad?
Yes, I remember when I first saw him. Actually, when I first saw him, because I had been in labor for so long, about 15 hours, I was just excited to see him. And then I went to sleep.
Was it tough being a teen mom?
No.
No?
Because I had a lot of support.
Support? That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. How was your life different than how you imagined it when you were younger?
My life, I have been blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I can truly say I'm blessed. I have a family that we are very supportive of each other, that was something that was instilled in me when I was young, because mm-hmm. my parents was always there for me and my brothers and sisters. So it has carried on into my life being a mother,
mm-hmm.
and having kids and grandkids and daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws, because we are very supportive of each other.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you would change about your life now?
The only thing that I would change would be going back to school.
School? Okay. How has society changed from when you were younger to now?
Ooh. Society, to me, put a lot of pressure on the younger people. They don't have the freedom that we had when I was growing up.
Okay.
Things are so rough now, the gun violence, the violence itself,
okay,
for the young people.
You expound on that?
It's just got out of control.
Okay.
People can't, when I was growing up, we could go we didn't have transportation like the younger people have now. If we wanted to go somewhere, we had to walk to where we wanted to go. And we wouldn't just walk in the neighborhood. We would be like 2-3 miles away from home walking, and we weren't afraid to do it. Whereas now, you walking that far out away from home, right now, you'll be afraid to go in some areas. Whereas the area that I grew up in now, I wouldn't dare go back and just walk like I did when I was young.
Okay, can you describe that neighborhood?
Like back then?
Yeah.
Peaceful. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew everybody. The neighbors, you had actually had what you call neighbors then. You could go to them and they could come to you.
If you needed
anything.
And
everybody, you knew pretty much every person that lived on your street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some things that have not changed very much in society since you were younger?
To me, things have changed. Everything has changed.
Everything?
To me, personally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think, as far as like, which is not that big of a deal, but like clothes? No, they come back.
Clothes do a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that I wore when I was younger, they gradually coming back now.
Okay. What about racism?
Racism was then and racism is now.
You think it's going to get any better?
Back then to us, because I was young, I didn't see it. But when you get older, even with the generation now, as they get older, they see what it's all about, what racism is all about.
Okay. Okay, according to Lord Byron's Don Juan, but now at 30 years, my hair is gray. I wonder what it would be like at 40. When you were a teenager, did you ever have questions about how you would turn out?
No, I just wanted to be a good person, even when I got older.
You didn't ever think about, like, what my job would be or, like...
Well, back when I was younger, I wanted to be a nurse, but I was afraid of blood, so I knew, and I was scared of needles, so I knew I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, sometimes I think about maybe I could try it.
Yeah,
even though I'm older now, maybe I could try it.
Would you change your career now?
Yeah.
If you could?
Yes.
You would be a nurse?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me more about my grandparents, my great grandparents?
Okay, my dad worked at the rice mill. My mom was a domestic worker, and they both were Christian. We grew up in a Christian family, so and my mother instilled in us that you treat people like you want to be treated, and you talk to people like you want to be talked to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that, to this day, I try to live by.
Mm-hmm. When you say domestic worker, you mean like she like cleaned houses was it for like white people?
Yeah.
Was that a common job back in the day? A
lot of people did that.
Mm-hmm. A lot of black people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was an easy way to make money, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Like in terms of like their personality, like how are they?
My dad was a little, my mom was easygoing. We pretty much could get what we wanted from my mom. But when it came to my dad, he was not a giving person.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, back then, I thought he was being mean. But now that I'm older and watching me and my brothers and my sisters grow up, we learned from my dad that whatever you want or whatever you need, you get out and get it for yourself, not looking for somebody to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, because a lot of times you see family members, but me, my brothers, and my sister never did that. I guess because we were so used to our daddy telling us that he didn't have it. So we never, I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I never did it.
Do you see a lot of similarities or differences in the way you parent and the way your parents did?
No. No. Because my mom helped me when I needed it.
Mm-hmm. And you helped.
And I helped my kids when they needed it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thinking about the family, the many generations that go on in our family, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you want to say to them? Any wisdom or advice that you would like to share?
Just remember, always be there for your family. Get along with your family. And remember, treat people like you want to be treated. And talk to people like you want to be talked to.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No. I don't have anything else to say right now. But I do like to say one other thing about my husband. Because his father was like a... Because my dad passed kind of early on in my life. But his dad was like a father figure to us, and he too helped out the family too, and he helped us a whole lot, and he showed us the way to live and stuff, and he was also supported too.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have had supportive parents in our life, and that's why we supportive of our kids.
Mm-hmm. Does your dad's death have a effect on you? Did it have a bad effect on you when you were...
No, because he had been sick for a while, and it had gotten to the point where, as with me and a parent, you'd rather for your parent to be at peace than to see them suffering.
Yeah. Is that how you feel about great-granddad?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably for the better. Is there any advice that you would give to my dad now from just the experiences you've had with him, growing up? Or how was he as a child?
He was hard-headed and he's still hard-headed. But no, you always want your children to do better than you.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want him to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Focus. And this one thing I always say is, and I've learned this at the older that I get, stuff is just stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about that. A peace of mind is better than anything without all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make sure that we get ourselves together financially and physically and mentally versus worrying about materialistic.
Okay. Is there any advice you would give for me going to college next year? Well, this year.
You going out to college? Go to college with the right frame of mind of going to college to learn. Don't look to go to college and feel like I don't have to be at home. I can stay in the dorm so I can have my freedom. If you can't move in the dorm, if it's going to cause a hardship on your family for you to move in the dorm, you need to stay at home. You need to live at home. You can have your freedom at home, but you have to have the respect of your mom and your dad if you living in their house.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go out to school, yeah, but if things don't work like you feel like they ought to work with you being able to live at the dorm, then you need to stay at home and just go to school. Then you come back home, because you can always, that college experience, the most important thing is you getting your education. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing. Where you living at is not the most important thing. Okay. You ain't gonna hear that, bitch.